This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
It's one of those you had one job stories. A former employee of a BC winery will not be getting his job back after thousands of liters of wine were accidentally flushed down a drain. The former Mission Hill employee, who was fired with cause, filed a grievance that was heard before a labor arbitrator in December. The incident that led to his dismissal happened a little over a year earlier in November of 2018. The guy worked for the winery for over a decade, worked as a cellar man for several years. His main responsibility was blending wines and transferring them between tanks. As part of the process, he was expected to run a test to make sure lines were properly connected between the tanks, also expected to check those lines every 15 minutes. Well, one of the valves was left open during the transfer, and as a result, just under 6,000 liters of Sauvignon Blanc spilled onto the floor and down a drain. Mission Hill says the value of the wine was just over $160,000. And here's the thing. It wasn't the first time it happened. It had happened 18 months earlier. And this time, 11,000 liters of wine went down the drain. He wasn't fired the first time. He's not getting his job back now. Joining us to talk about this is our friend Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer, Levitt LLP, host of Employment Law. Howard Levitt, good evening.
Good evening, Barb. Thanks for calling.
Where do we find you this lovely night?
And I just got back from Vancouver, and I am at home.
Ah, you're not staking out the Royals, were you?
No. I guess they're Victoria, I think, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. Well, you know, you never know. Maybe you're trying to keep it low-key. So this is kind of an interesting story, considering they really they kept the guy on the first time, probably when they didn't have to.
Well, they may have had a decent enough case the first time, but it was the first time, the second time. He is just lucky they're not suing him for the $160,000 lost. He should have counted his blessings and run for the hills. And maybe they're now going to reconsider that lawsuit, because now there's a finding of negligence, and they might just go after him now and use that finding. So he might have been too smart for his own good.
You know, we hear stories from time to time about people stealing from companies. We don't hear them as often, although I'm sure they happen, of people doing damage to company property. Is that something that you hear about?
Well, I act on cases like that all the time. Sure.
Really?
You wonder whether it's careless or deliberate. It's sometimes difficult to ascertain. But in any event, they make massive mistakes that cost sometimes millions of dollars. And the question is whether the company goes after them in addition to fire them.
Well,
they're right to fire him, and he was foolish to continue taking it on, because now we're talking about him, and every time you Google his name, this will come up. He won't get another job as a cellar master anywhere. If he just quietly slunk into the sunset, tried to work out a reference of some kind, nobody would have been the wiser. Probably 4 months going to be working again. Maybe he's working again now, but they're going to read about the story and fire him tomorrow.
The first time, would you have suggested the company fire him and sue him for the money?
The first time he did it, it was a smaller loss, 11,000 liters. I would have thought hard about what he did and what he did wrong and why it happened and whether he was there every 15 minutes, something happened in between, and that many liters went down the drain in 15 minutes, or if it was more than a 50-minute interval, therefore he missed it several times. It would have depended on all of that. I would have seen what his explanation was. It would have made a tough internal call as to whether I could trust him. I probably would have fired him. I don't know if I would have gone after it. But this time, I'd have fired him and gone after it.
It seems so unusual when somebody gets fired from a company that they would fight to get their job back. It seems it would be hard to sort of repair whatever bridges have been broken.
Well, this is the union world. He's obviously unionized. And in the union world, that's the norm.
Do people get the jobs back?
In the union world,
yeah.
If he wins, presumptively he gets his job back. In the non-union world, no, you can't get your job back, however wrong the company might have been, however perfect you might have been. The courts just don't have that power, but labor arbitrators do. So that's the default remedy in the labor arbitration world. Now, in a case like this, they might have said, even if he won, we're not going to impose that burden on the company because the damages are just too cataclysmic. If he makes another mistake, so we're going to give him some remedy of compensation if he had won. But the right result was reached. He shouldn't be working there. He shouldn't receive any compensation. They've already lost enough money from his carelessness.
Without giving away, well, you think it might have been intentional?
Who knows? I don't know anything about the story, the one I just heard. But it could have been. When you make a mistake like that, there may be a little bit of a PU in there against his employer.
Mm-hmm. What, without giving too much information, can you give us, can you think of an example of something that, a case that you've worked on where an employee has damaged company property, whether intentionally or not?
Sure. They've been careless with machinery, and the teeth of the machine was chewed up, and therefore the machinery was rendered inoperative. And that, not only was there lost production, but there was a couple hundred thousand dollar bill to have the machine repaired.
And is that something that insurance would have covered, or did the company?
No, not for employee negligence. Insurance wouldn't have covered it.
And would a company go after the employee?
Well, look, I guess it would depend on what the insurance policy was, but generally it wouldn't cover something like that.
Right.
Would a company go after the employee? Usually the employees aren't making that much money. It's just not worth it. If it's a machine that's making $45,000 a year and they're living hand-to-mouth, they have a several hundred thousand dollar loss, they generally don't do that because that would hurt morale, whereas simply firing an employee would not hurt morale. The company just sucks it up and loses the profit that year, and that might be all the profit they had.
All right. Now, you think it's good this guy didn't get his job back?
Yes.
Okay. Especially with wine. Come on.
Exactly.
Right?
Personal interest in this, although I don't think much of Mission Hill, I have to say.
Okay,
but
well,
although they make Oculus, which is one of the best wines in Canada, so a lot of their wine is schlock, but not Oculus.
Howard Levitt, thank you for this.
Barb, anytime.
Great to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Thanks.
He's Canada's top employment lawyer. And you can hear him Sundays at 1 on Employment Law on News Talk 1010. He's also on Jerry's Roundtable Friday mornings, I believe, at 9 a.m.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.